Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you his peace. This is Father Stosh Daly, joining you on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. Today, let's consider the beautiful life of St. John of the Cross. When you enter into the details of the biography of St. John of the Cross, you can't help but be stirred with emotion, and yet grounded by hope, the theological virtue of hope. When you learn about St. John of the Cross, whether you know a lot already or you know just very little, maybe you've never even heard of him, you're really struck by his perseverance and his humility. St. John of the Cross is one of the great doctors of the church, a counter-reformer, a religious, a priest. He's really known for his mystical works, especially the works he wrote as longer volumes, and his poetry. Some of his prayers are really, they're still powerful, very eloquent. For those who are fascinated by mysticism, Catholic mysticism, St. John of the Cross is one of the go-tos. Like, you're going to read the works of St. John of the Cross if you're desiring to learn about the mystical dimension of the soul. John of the Cross, though, began with a very beautiful, but a very simple and even painful beginning. He was born of parents who, while they were deeply in love with one another, they came from very different backgrounds. His father came from a very wealthy merchant family, but his mother came from what today we'd probably say were the lower class, which meant when his father married his father was disowned, set apart from the family business. When John of the Cross was just a little boy, 3 years of age, really, his father died. And then only a couple of years after that, his older brother, Luis, died. Today, they look back into the life of St. John of the Cross, and there's a healthy kind of a estimation that his brother probably died of malnutrition because the family was so poor after the death of his father. His mother took him and his siblings and moved around a couple of different times until she could finally find a place where she was able to work and provide for the young boy John, who would eventually become the great doctor of the church, John of the Cross. He would be sent off to school to study, where he was given a simple but sustainable fare of food. And it was there that he started to study and learn, and he was eventually chosen to serve the Holy Mass as an altar boy for a convent of Augustinian nuns. He would go on to study at a Jesuit college. The Jesuits had not been founded too much earlier before, but they were already well known for their very strong gift of intellectual formation. John of the Cross would not only treasure that, but he would also go on to Salamanca in Spain. The famous University of Salamanca is there. And kind of understanding and appreciating the sorrow of his childhood, the pain of his childhood, but also being overwhelmed with gratitude for all of the blessings the Lord had bestowed upon him, he started to understand within his heart there was a stirring of a vocation, not just a vocation to the priesthood, but a vocation to the consecrated life as a religious. He was deeply intuitive and also contemplative. He desired to spend long periods of time in prayer with the Lord. While joining the Carmelite friars, he was really mesmerized by the Carthusians because of their long periods of solitude and intense silent prayer. He was deeply shaped and formed by their rather radical way of life in the Carthusians, and he had been discerning leaving the Carmelites to enter the Carthusians when along his travels he encountered a Carmelite nun. Her name, Teresa de Jesus, or St. Teresa of Jesus. She was the great reformer of the Carmelite monastery in Avila. As then Sister Teresa was explaining to Father John, she went on to explain the need for reform, the need to return to prayer, the need to return to silence, the need to return to solitude, and how in her new monasteries, that's exactly what they were doing. They were returning to that experience of like the Garden of Carmel in the Holy Land, where they would be more focused on silent, meditative, contemplative prayer, deeply immersed in study, focused on deep spiritual union with the Lord Jesus Christ. This spoke to the young Father John of St. Matthias. It spoke volumes to him because it's exactly what he was looking for. He was very mindful. He was also really quite brilliant. So he was highly sought after because of his intellect, his ability to study languages, his ability to memorize, and then also his ability to share and to speak, to preach and teach. He was very, very well formed in the theology and philosophy of St. Thomas Aquinas. And he was one of the privileged students of the popular Father Luis de Leon, who was really known for his exegetical works in Scripture, who taught at the University of Salamanca. So John of the Cross was really highly sought after by a lot of different people, which is funny because he was seeking to move away from the world. He was running away from the world, but the world was running after him. Everywhere he would go, people would want him to speak and give a talk. Everywhere he would go, people wanted to just spend time with him and visit. But his focus was on the Lord. His focus was on sacred scripture. He understood that he didn't have anything to give to anyone around him if he did not first receive peace from the Lord, if he didn't first receive stability of mind, stability of heart from the Lord. He had to make sure that he was totally dependent upon the Lord Jesus Christ before he could really be of any assistance or help to anyone else. So it's an opportunity for us to kind of look into the life of St. John of the Cross and to realize, I can't give anything to anyone else before I first receive from the Lord. I don't have much to offer if I don't receive much from Jesus. So our prayer is of utmost importance in order for us to maintain a true spirit of charity, in order for us to maintain an undeniable grasp of hope. We have to be deeply rooted in prayer, just like St. John of the Cross. I know a lot of people will say, well, I don't, there's no way I could be a mystic. I don't know enough to be a mystic. I don't know enough to be a prayer, you know, always in prayer all day. Well, it's approaching it from the wrong perspective, right? I mean, the soul, the heart is ultimately sustained by the Lord and it responds to what the Lord gives. The more time we spend with the Lord, the more love for the Lord grows within us. And the more love grows within us, the more there's a desire to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is the one who will bring about what is supposed to take place within our soul. We have to allow him. We have to open the door to let him come in. We're the ones who have to make that effort to enter into prayer. We have to make sure that we turn our eyes towards Jesus and really consider what he's asking of us, spend time with him, grow in our knowledge of him by entering into sacred scripture. You know, learning the catechism. If you don't have a catechism of the Catholic Church at home, consider getting one. And just one paragraph at a time, read it. Learn more about the Holy Faith. Between the catechism and sacred scripture, we learn so much about the Lord Jesus. We learn so much about ourselves. And then peace will grow. Peace and charity, hope and faith. These incredible attributes develop within us because we're spending time with the Lord. And then that will then in turn be made manifest in how we interact with others. We look at someone like St. John of the Cross, a Discalced Carmelite friar. We consider the sorrows of his childhood. We consider his beautiful love for his mother. We also consider some of the incredibly painful trials he went through as he and some of the other young friars were seeking to bring about a reform, as they were trying to set out upon a different path from the path that the older friars had been on. The Lord was asking something different of them, and they were trying to be faithful. But in trying to be faithful to the Lord, they upset a lot of people who saw what they were doing as a direct challenge, if not even a correction against how they were living. At one point, John of the Cross was even put in prison. He had to learn how to pop the hinges off of a door, get into another room, and climb out of a window of a tower. The life of St. John of the Cross would be awesome, awesome material for a movie, especially to captivate the minds and attention of our dear young people. I mean, John of the Cross survived a lot because he loved the Lord the most. Out of everything and everyone in this world, John of the Cross loved the Lord the most. He was deeply, deeply dependent upon Jesus, and he wasn't afraid to admit that. And you really encounter that in some of his poetry and some of his spiritual works. You know, a lot of times he refers to the soul, his own soul, using feminine pronouns to highlight the union between Jesus Christ and the soul is really, truth be told, like best described the analogy of marriage. The two become one. The yearning of the human heart, the yearning of the soul, it needs the Lord Jesus Christ for its complementarity, for its flourishing. We each have a hunger, a thirst for the Lord, and only the Lord can satiate and satisfy that thirst and hunger. Only the Lord can take care of that need that is expressed within as we bask in the glory of his resurrection, as we adore him in the Holy Eucharist, as we receive him in Holy Communion, as we meditate upon his life in the Holy Rosary. The more we come to know about the Lord Jesus Christ, the more we come to understand just how much we need him. But then there's that conversion that takes place. We need to not only acknowledge we need him, but we also have to want him. Then we have to make a choice. Am I going to choose the Lord over spending time doing this or spending time doing that? Am I going to invest some time and effort into my spiritual life? Am I going to actually spend time in prayer? If we find it too difficult to pray at home, that's then an invitation from the Lord to go to the church. Find an adoration chapel, spend time with the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer. And then as we become immersed in his presence there in the church or at the adoration chapel or at the convent, then we start to introduce his presence into our home, into our life, into the culture of where we live, especially into our families. The Lord Jesus Christ was his all in all. Through the prayers of St. John of the Cross, whose feast day is on December 14th, may the Lord give you his peace.